sensei.
I'm going to talk a little bit this morning about our original face. This is a haiku that I wrote recently. Listen to the sound. Yellow, red, and orange leaves falling on each other. So, what is your original face? One hint would be thinking obscures it. Another hint would be nature reveals it. Dogen wrote, flowers in spring, cuckoos in summer, moon in autumn, snow in winter, serene and cool. And for many of us, it's easier to meet our original face when we're on a walk in the woods or sitting on a mountain. The Shobo Genzo is a famous book written by Dogen. Contained in that book is something called the Mountains and Rivers Sutra. And in this sutra, Dogen talks about mountains walking. And the mountains walking, to what he's referring to, the mountains walking is the natural activity of the mountain, right? If we, in driving along and we see a mountain, it looks like a thing over there, something solid that doesn't move. But in reality, a mountain is this beautifully organic thing. And if we enter the mountain, like we enter the Zendo, we actually enter into the mountain, it doesn't take long before we realize the activity of the mountain. Fish swimming in a stream, birds chirping, the wind through the leaves of the trees, and on and on and on. You can probably think of a million activities that take place in the mountain. And also the mountain itself is slowly changing. It is not a solid thing. If you were to look at that mountain through time, it's nowhere near the same as it was 1,000 years ago. So if we allow ourselves to be fully present to the activity of the natural world, what happens is our brains come to a rest, and we experience an irresistible affinity with all things. And probably imperceptibly, we start to move in harmony with a forest or the mountain once we enter into it, and the self adjusts. So we realize it's not that there is no self, even though we talk about no self in Zen. It's that the self becomes much greater than we originally thought. And that's when the self becomes everything. Right? Suzuki Roshi talks about small self and big self. This is a sort of subtle transition where we leave the self that we cling to, this thing that is our identity, and we leave that. We get soft. That self gets soft and it moves out and we realize that we are everything. And that's also our self. So Dogen wrote, saying that the self returns to the self is not contradicted by saying the self is mountains and rivers and the great earth. All Buddhas, that's all of us, are wind, rain, water, and fire. When we realize this, that is, when the mind is no longer restless, what else can we say but just this? So when Dogen says the self returns to the self, right? The small self returns to the experience of the larger self. It's self returning to self. There is no self in other. And what we say, just this, when we say that, that is our original face. Now here's a wonderful poem by Mary Oliver that I think that describes this beautifully. She writes, and by the way, this is a description of the mountains walking. I thought the earth remembered me. She took me back so tenderly, arranging her dark skirts, her pockets full of lichens and seeds. I slept as never before, a stone on a river bed. Nothing between me and the white fire of the stars but my thoughts. And they floated light as moths among the branches of the perfect trees. all night I heard the small kingdoms breathing around me, the insects and the birds who do their work in the darkness. All night I rose and fell, as if in water, grappling with a luminous doom. By morning, I had vanished at least a dozen times into something better. So that vanishing, to me, means the small self vanished, and she became an organic part of that mountain. I had vanished at least a dozen times into something better. So she surrendered herself, and she realized her original face. Out in nature, and she realized her original face. Wang Wenwei, upon observing a painting at the house of the mayor, who is the mayor of Ho Tung, he said, "The fashioner of things has no original intentions. Mountains and rivers, all spirit condensed. Who has come up with these miraculous forests and springs? Pale ink on fine white silk." The other thing I'd like to point out as I'm reading, this is a very lyrical way of describing it. And poetry has that way about it. It's another method of experiencing our original face. Rather than the conventional didactic way that we converse and deal with things, analysis and compartmentalization. Poetry, again, is something that takes us beyond ourselves. It expands ourself. So I picture this as another haiku. I picture this, imagining that in a meditation hall with 30 other fellow students. So, mind at rest, breath almost still. Wake up! All right? That's what the teacher does. That stops the mind completely, that little inch more. And that wake up, that's the original face, right? That moment when you jumped, that moment when the rhythm of this talk changed to wake up, that moment is the original face. So Gary Snyder, some of you may be familiar with him, he was a beat poet back with Allen Ginsberg and a bunch of other poets from that period. And he's also an environmentalist. He was very intimate with the natural world. And a lot of the poetry that he wrote was about the natural world. And this is a poem by him. And I'm not going to make any loud noises. This is for all. Ah, to be alive on a mid-September morn, fording a stream barefoot, pants rolled up, holding boots, pack on, sunshine, ice in the shallows, northern Rockies. Rustle and shimmer of icy creek waters, stones turned underfoot, small and hard as toes. Cold nose dripping, singing inside, creek music, heart music, smell of sun on gravel. Now that's an intimate relationship with the world that he's moving in. Smell of sun on gravel. I pledge allegiance to the soil of Turtle Island, this island earth, and to the beings who thereon dwell, one ecosystem in diversity. So when the time comes, flowers open, and that's it. That's it. When we are watching with our mind and body, the flowers open. That's our original face, right? There's no thinking, it's just... That's the original face, as they say in Zen, before your mother was born. So the question is, can you see it? Thank you.